Okay, so I think today I think just I start talk about view bundles. So today's lecture and next lecture will be based on joint work with Ke Feng Liu and Xiaolan Ma and Jian Zhou. This is three collaborators, and I have to admit, you know, I cannot do this work with all these guys. You know, all these three people are geometers. I'm not, you know, I don't know basic. I know nothing about geometers, geometry and the topology. Okay. And I think first, let's just see. I think the idea is not very deep. In some sense, it's even very naive. Okay, you can see what's going on. So let's just okay. You can just see what's the classical. You know, if first let's just say okay, we talk about a vertex operator v equal to this v y. This yeah, this is a VOA. But there's a very, very degenerate case. Degenerate case means, okay, what happens is just V equal to C. This again is a VOA. Very, very special case. Very special case. It's a VOA. Just Y is one. Y just the multiplication. And omega just the trivial equal to zero. So it's a, this one is also, yeah, it's a very, is a VOA. Okay. What a classical case theory is doing is that, okay, you consider vector bundle. Vector bundle, you know, over field. You just consider, you can consider it this way, okay? You can just consider each fiber is a module for C. Because vector is a vector space is a module for C. So our naive thought is that we cannot replace C by arbitrary vertex operator algebra, because C just specialized, very special VOA, and then replace a vector space by a V module. Okay, this is just a very naive thought. Let's see how far we can go. So this is just, I think, a very naive idea. Okay, in order to make this, transparent, let's just recall what's the classical vector bundle, okay? Okay, so we have two space. Y is E, Y is B. These are topological space. Okay. And P is a map from E to B. Okay. This is a continuous map. Okay. This is a continuous map. Okay. Satisfy the following conditions, okay? The main condition is that, okay, there exists open covering called U alpha, and alpha belong to I of B such that, okay, I should put this such that, okay, you can consider what is P inverse and U alpha, okay? This one will be in E, this just homomorphism to this U alpha cross just this Fn. Here, F is a field. This field in this case, I can pick R or C. N is fixed. N is fixed, okay? And six, and this one, this okay. In this case, each fiber you can consider. This one is just you can consider B. This just you can just consider Fn. Each fiber is identified with the vector space. This is just a classical definition of a vector bundle. Okay. But I want to see. I think several things. Usually, I think I give a notation. It's called H alpha. This H alpha is so called local trivialization of this vector bundle. And also, and what is the B? B is called a base space. And the E is so-called total space. Okay. The important thing I want to mention is so-called transition function, because this one is important in the definition of VOA bundles. What's the transition function? Transition function I use this G alpha beta. This is just this is a map from U alpha intersect U beta go to GL and NF. Okay, you see, because we have this local trivialization, and you have a point belong to intersection. One is U alpha cross FN, another is U beta cross FN. As a result, you have an isomorphism between FN to FN. Of course, this just belong to GL and NF. Okay, this transition function. Okay, but in most of the case, if you have a Riemannian manifold, and you can take this group to be SON. Okay, if you have much better group. Okay, so let's just see some examples. From these examples, I will just build out how you can construct this VOE bond. Give some examples for motivating why you need to construct VOE bundles. Okay. The first example, let's just consider, what a B equal to SN, just a unit sphere. And in this case, what you take E, okay, you take E just equal to all parents. Okay, I consider this equal, this is sitting in R N plus 1, okay. Then you consider all this X and V, this belong to an SN cross R N plus 1. But you recur, and the X and the V are orthogonal. I should say yes. X, V equal to 0. Of course, here, I assume, standard Euclidean metric or Euclidean product R N plus 1. Okay, so this one, this E is the so-called tangent bundle. Okay, how you can see this one, okay? Let's just see, I think it's hard to draw a picture for Fn, but you can draw a picture for if n equal to 1, okay? If n equal to 1. If n equal to 1, and this one will be x, okay? This one be x, you consider this v, v just orthogonal. My picture is not very good. Okay, this is v, okay? Orthogonal to v. Okay, you can translate this v from here to here, so the tail of V just I think this one, this you can just transport this vector to here, so this become a real tangent vector. Okay, of course you can do similar things for this for arbitrary n. Okay, so this way how we, of course then you have to talk about local trivialization. You need to choose for every point in SN, you need to choose hemisphere and do some tangent space, so-called orthogonal projection and so on. But you can do it. Okay, this for SN. Okay, then another example. Okay, I'm going to use is general tangent bundle. In this case, you can just we suppose M is a manifold. Okay, then you consider TM just equal to, again, pairing, this is one X, V, this belong to M cross and T, maybe I just put it this way. Yes, because I write it this way, it's just, I just put it here, okay. So what I want is that, okay, just X belong to M, and what is V? V belong to, this is a parent space at point X. Parent space at point X. Again, at there's trivialization and also, and there's a math. Here, by the way, I didn't mention in a previous example, the map P just a projection. A projection. Okay, I think this is the bundle I'm need to use, I think, a lot, I think, today's talk. Okay, so in order to construct some kind of infinite dimensional bundle, I need to recall what is the Euclidean metric, okay, so, or Riemannian manifold. So here, just again, recall, okay, suppose, now P, this is be a vector bundle. Okay, if you have this vector bundle, okay, and then we call the, yeah, this bundle is a Euclidean bundle. If there exists a continuous map, okay, here a continuous map I use, can see this is from E to, okay, here this is just R, so here one said, okay, I should see Euclidean bundle. Here I should assume the bundle is a real vector bundle, not complex vector bundle. Real vector bundle, okay? And this one is a continuous. And if you consider the restriction of this one to each fiber, okay? If you consider this restriction of each fiber, this just gives you a map from vector space to R. This one is a positive definite quadratic form. Okay, this one is a positive definite. Okay, in this case, so this is quadratic form. Okay, so here I just give a official definition. Okay. I should see, yeah, M is called, Riemannian manifold, if the tangent bundle is, a tangent bundle is a Euclidean bundle. In this case, you have this continuous map, this is just called Riemannian metric. Okay, this is just called the Riemannian metric. Okay. But in this case, you have Riemannian metric, so you can always choose the transition function. In fact, it's not just in GLNF. In this case, the transition function R G alpha beta belong to SON. I assume N equals dimension of manifold. Okay. You can choose all transition functions to be, SON. Okay. So, from this one, as you can consider product of vector bundles. Okay. So what you have, okay, next example you can consider what is, you can consider example is, you can consider what is, TM, tensor nth power. Okay. And also symmetric N and TM. And a wedge, and a TM. Okay? You can consider a tensor product, this symmetric tensor, this is a wedge. Again, these are bundles. Over M. These are bundles over M. These are bundles over M, okay? So, then, you can, I think this is just an example in the literature. Then you can consider, what you can consider is some N from 1 to infinity, so-called SQN and SN TM, and also this N from 1 to infinity and lambda QN, which this is a, oh, let's see, I should, yeah, I just. Okay. And I could also consider this, but I need an extra condition. I could, consider this bundle. If this bundle really not, I want, and also n from 1 to infinity, maybe n from 0 to infinity, and lambda q, 1 half, plus n, and a tangent bundle. Okay, in fact, this one is not quite complete, but at this point, as far as the representation theory is concerned, this is not complete because you need to add a so-called spin bundle. But in this case, you need to assume M spin manifold. But in any case, what do you get? You get this three infinite dimensional bundle. I tell you what's the definition of this one. I said, this is, basically these three bundles were used in the first place when they constructed or when they defined so-called elliptic genus and Witten genus. Okay, so what is the definition of S, ST if I have any vector bundle, okay, if V is vector bundle, you can just, this just equals 1 plus T V plus T square S square V plus for any V is a vector bundle. Okay, this one is understood one-dimensional trivial bundle. One-dimensional trivial bundle. Okay, this one, because I defined for any bundle, you can consider this symmetric tensor. Similarly, what is this one? Okay, and this one, lambda T V 1 plus T V plus T square, and this wedge square V plus, this is defined in a similar way. Okay, so in this way, this become, okay, but okay, you see, okay, here Q is a parameter. Q is a parameter. So in fact, this one is a infinite dimensional bundle, but it's graded. It's a graded infinite dimensional bundle. In any case, even it's infinite dimensional, but each homogeneous space is finite dimensional. Okay? So this one, you can see, each fiber in this one, for these people who are familiar with VOA, each fiber in this case is a VOA, you mean. In fact, this, each fiber here is VOA, here the fiber, this fiber, okay, if M has even dimension, this fiber is just a module for alpha algebra cap DL1. L is a half of N if N is even. But for this part, of course, you have to construct alpha modules for the cap, for the alpha algebra DL1. You need to enter, you need to tensor another so-called spin model. Okay? You need to add a spin model. Okay? This again, I think for people who are familiar with Rocksteen theory, you'll see this. Again, but later on I'm going to construct the modules for alpha algebras and also for, I think, a so-called Heisenberg algebra. See how these are VOA bundles. But the important thing is that, okay, you see, when I consider tensor, okay, you see, this one, the transition function is SON. When I consider bundle tensor, you never change the transition function because it's just like tensor. You consider diagonal action. So for this one, or for these three bundles, transition functions G, alpha, beta still belong to SON. So you never change the transition function. This is very important in the future when I discuss VOA bundles. Because in this case, you just consider tensor and the transition function never change. You just consider diagonal action. When you consider tensor product, you consider diagonal action. Okay, transition function still belong to SON for this infinite dimensional bundle. Okay. Oh, T, okay. T just like a variable, primary, like I use QN. I don't want just like a, T is just a variable. Direct sum of this one, yes. Just graded sum. Just like give a degree. Okay, so now I think I just can give a definition. What is the definition of VOA bundle? Okay, in order to do this one, I need to fix. VOA bundles. Okay, now I fix V is a vertex orbit algebra and a U is subalgebra. Okay, I didn't give definition of subalgebra. What is subalgebra? Okay, in this case, it means the following things. Okay, so first, U is a subspace in V, and also when you consider U and where the same map Y and one and omega, same omega, same one. So this means one mass in U and omega also in U. This again is a VOA. So you consider a map restricted to subspace, this is a sub-VOA. Okay, the reason is because from these examples, you know you have to have this U. Otherwise, this whole thing doesn't work. Okay, you see, okay. Then, okay, here is the definition. Okay, again, let E, okay, let E be as before, topological space. Okay, a map rule from E to B is called a UV bundle instead of V bundle. If Yeah, I should say, yeah, this before, and also I said M. M of V module. M is a V module, okay? Just the M just plays the role like, you know, Fn. M is a V module. Okay. Again, I assume, you know, if there is an open covering. Such that, P inverse U alpha is homomorphism, homomorphic to what is U alpha cross M. So in other words, in this case, each fiber is a V module. Each fiber is a V module. Okay, this is a V module. So in this case, each U P inverse X just is a V module. By the way, I choose, you see, even I use several module categories, I think in the last two lectures, but M here is ordinary module. So it's graded each homogeneous V finite dimensional. So make sure this kind of is finite dimensional, so it's just, I want to make sure certain things, you know, I can do. If U is dimensional, it's out of control. Okay, but I require in this case, what's transition function? I require transition function. What transition function? In this case, G alpha beta X, this one is U homomorphism. Okay. By the way, I want to mention, what does it mean U homomorphism? You see, in transition function, this one, you see, G alpha beta X, this is a map from M to M again. But the point is that I don't require this map is a V module. In fact, it's not U homomorphism. In fact, it's isomorphism. I don't require this V isomorphism, but it's a U isomorphism. So just in, I think in classical case theory, it's like relative theory, okay? So this one is a map, but I require the U isomorphism, not a V isomorphism. Okay, so let's just see, I think, some remark. The first thing is that, okay, if V equal to U equal to C, the V bundle defined here is exactly the classical vector bundle, complex vector bundle. Okay, this one is clear. It's a complex vector bundle. Okay, now I just you see, because I put this U, I have some kind of flexibility, so I can change U anything I want. Okay, I say this, you will see in the future it's very very useful. Okay, but here what you can see, you can take U equal to V. In this case, you just require just like you know. The module isomorphism, each, you know, this transition function is just V module isomorphism. This is a bigger subview we can take. Okay. Another extreme case is U just equal to, subview A generated by omega. If you have subview generated by omega, this just is a subview, just basically this is a Hertz weight module for the Virchow algebra. In other words, you only want to, this transition functions just commute with the Virchow action. That's it. You don't want normal, okay? So you can take these two extreme cases, just basically give you some kind of flexibility. You don't want to take U equal to V at the beginning. Okay, so this is a second remark. Let's another remark is that, okay, you see, because M is graded. M is graded. So what you can write is the bundle E, in fact, this one can be direct sum of E lambda. Lambda belong to C. Okay? Remember this M will be, because M is ordinary module. M is ordinary module. You can M lambda and lambda belong to C. Remember, M has this decomposition. M has this decomposition. So as a result, E has this decomposition. Like a big bundle, because it's just a graded, you know. Each fiber you have this graded. So as a result, bundle is graded, okay? So what we have is the following, okay? Once you have this one, and you have this graded, okay, so what you have is that in this case, each E lambda is a vector bundle. Each V lambda, each E lambda is a vector bundle. But in important sense, you don't want to put them, you know, arbitrarily. There are some connections between different, you know, different gradation, different, you know, I think, different piece. Okay? This, of course, you put it together, basically use VOE structure, you know, put them together. Okay, this one is just an ordinary vector bundle because each fiber in this case, okay, I should say E lambda if you want to, E lambda intersects, I think, P inverse and U alpha, this just equal to what? And U alpha cross and M lambda, this is exactly what's going on. Just locally become this one, just ordinary, this vector bundle. Okay, so now let's just see some examples. Okay, the example I want to recall, the first example in this case, and you assume M is a remaining how to, is this spelling correct? Okay, then if you consider what is the grid, okay, this one, okay, this is SQN and TM, but here I have to consider complex vector bundle, like tensor C. Orange is the real bundle, tangent space real bundle, tensor C, then this N from 1 to, okay, maybe I should not, okay. Okay, here I just change of dimension. Dimension L, okay. Because, okay, this N from here is infinity, okay. This one is so-called M1, I should say M1 and SOL and M1 bundle. Okay, I explain what is M1 here, what it means M1 here. Okay, here what is the M1? You want to define M1, in this case you consider H just equal to H just a L dimensional complex space with a long degenerate symmetric bilinear form. Okay, and then you consider affinization. Last time I talked about affinization is equal to H tensor C T inverse direct sum of C K. And then you consider what is M1. M1 just equal to its induced module H hat universal MMP algebra tensor universal MMP algebra H tensor C T plus C K. Then X on C, okay? So it's just this as vector base is just isomorphic to what this one. It's just a symmetric polynomial algebra H minus N, and H belong to H, and N bigger than zero. Okay? So this is just what M1, this is just M1, but here I assume it's L dimensional. Okay? In this case, okay, I want to mention, here I use this one, okay? So I just want to recall what's the, definition automorphism of vertical OPT algebra. Because this, so in this way, this SOL can be realized as an automorphism of this VOAs. Okay, so then this one, the sub-VOA is the invariant sub-VOA. Okay, so here I just want to recall what's the definition. Okay. Okay, suppose that this general V equal to Y omega is a VOA. What is the automorphism? Okay, G is the automorphism of V. This, of course, this means G must be invertible linear transformation. Okay, then first G maps 1 to 1, G maps omega to omega, so G preserves the two distinguished elements. And also GY and VZ, U, this is equal to Y, GVZ, GU. Okay, so this is so-called automorphism. Okay, in this case, you have this bilinear, you have this bilinear form. Okay, then your bilinear form X on H, okay, I should say, okay, the automorphism group. This just equal to complex orthogonal group. This complex orthogonal group. Complex orthogonal group. Because this one, just you can consider anyone preserve bilinear form. If you preserve bilinear form, automatically you can list this to an automorphism of this vertex OPT algebra. In particular, SO, L fitting. Okay? So as a result, you can consider this U equal to M1 and SOL. Okay? So this one is subgroup here, so then you consider sub VOA. The reason is, if you recall, I think the example I gave before, the transition functions in SOL. So you want to consider, when you consider this transition function, it must commute with SOL. With SOL, this is the largest sub-VOA which can commute with SOL, its invariant. You can see, it's obvious if you choose, in this case, you choose U equal to V, then it's wrong. The reason is that each fiber is M1. Each fiber is M1, but as a module, it's irreducible module. If you choose V as a morphism, it must be constant. Just not the right way to do it. Okay, V bundle in this, V, you pick U equal to V, it doesn't work. Because in this case, each fiber gives you isomorphism. Because M1 is a simple VOA, if you consider homomorphism and commute with M1, it must be constant. So, but this is wrong because our example from original is just a transition function SOL as nothing C star or R star. Okay, so this is this example. Okay, the next example, okay, in this case, again, I just assume the same thing, and I assume the same thing. This one is, this is n from 1 to infinity, k, yeah, I think lambda k, I'm not sure the notation I used before is on top or here. Oh, yeah, I think it's k, n, and what is n plus, n zero, n plus half, and the tm tensor, and r, this c complex vector bundle. Okay, this one again, this one in this case, this one is okay. In this case, I assume l is even. Yes, l is even. Okay, this one is l lambda zero s o. L and L lambda zero bundle. Okay, let's see what is L lambda zero. I will explain this later on again. L lambda zero is the basic module for affine algebra path DL D, yeah, because here I use L, so I just two L one. Here is not direct sum. It's complete. It's U is V. Oh, this one, no, direct, it's always tensor. It's usually tensor. It's always tensor. Just like symmetric, it's usually tensor. Okay, so this is the basic module. I'm going to tell you what this error lambda zero. Okay, I think after I give another example, then I tell this same time. Okay, if I further assume, if M is in fact is a spin manifold, in this case, you can consider what is this is a so-called spin bundle. Then consider tensor, yeah, this is N from Y to infinity and Y QN and TM tensor and this C. This again, and without this one, this is not a module for just for affine algebra. But you have to have this one for people who know representation theory for affine algebra. This one again is L lambda zero, and this one is SO and L over L and L lambda zero and a bundle, and exactly the same L lambda zero, the same thing, okay? Okay, so now I just tell you what is this one, okay? How you can see it. Okay, you want to see this one, okay, then we just see, okay, if you consider this one is affine algebra, type D, in general, I write D, DL1, I think it's easy for me to write DL1. Okay, then we know this, okay, we want to know what's called level 1 and Hare's weight integrable modules. I think this from Professor Kummer's lecture, you know what is the Hare's weight integrable modules, is not level 1. Level 1, the canonical central element, X as 1. In this case, there are four such modules. The four such modules. If you look at Duncan diagram of this, okay, this is 0, this is 1, this is L, minus 1, this is L, okay? So this is an affine Duncan diagram, okay? This one corresponds to lambda 0, this is called lambda 1, this is called, okay, this is lambda L minus 1, this is lambda L, okay? So this one, there are four modules, irreducible modules. If you use, Professor Kummer's notation, this is the notation he used, just lambda I. This I equal to 0, I equal to 1, I equal to, this is I equal to L minus 1, I equal to L. These are four level 1 modules for affine algebra DL1. In fact, these two so-called spin modules for affine algebra DL1. Okay, how you can construct them, okay? Okay, you want to construct them, okay? Because when you see the construction, you will realize immediately the fibers are this, these modules, okay? Construction, you take a space, W just equal to W plus direct sum W minus. Here, W plus as much to W minus as much to CL. In fact, I can choose this just equal, this as vector space just equal to W plus dual. Maybe W plus equals, W minus dual, because I just choose this, okay? And the dual, then you can see, because this is dual each other, and there's natural pairing. Symmetric, non-degenerate, and a bilinear form. Okay? Non-degenerate symmetric bilinear form. Okay, once you have this one, then you can just consider what is W tensor and C and T one half and t minus 1/2. Just as a symbol, just, this is just like a vector space symbol, okay? Or you can just write down this one just equal to all this, what is a n, and a belong to z, 1/2 z, and n, what I'm doing. Okay? Then you do so-called two-infinite dimension Clifford algebra. What you do is you have what is this one are called A and Z. This just equal to algebra. It's algebra generated by what? It's associative algebra generated by W tensor and C and T inverse. And the modular relation in this case is just AM plus BN. AM BN plus BN and AM. This is equal to, and M and delta M plus N and zero inner product AB. Okay, for all AB. You just model this relation. Okay, similarly, you can define an algebra AZ plus 1/2. Okay, in this case, you just consider all half integers, you know. Here's all integers, but the module same relation. Okay. Once you do this one, you get two Clifford algebras, okay? Once you have these two Clifford algebras, you can consider so-called induced module. Okay? Induced module, one is okay, A is Z, okay? This one tensor, this one is so-called called A Z plus, then the C. Okay, what is the A Z plus? Okay, AZ plus, okay, this one just it's a subalgebra generated by AN, of course A belongs to W and N bigger than 0, or A0, in this case A belongs to W plus, okay, you just, this is W, then you just consider, okay, you just kill this one, and then you can induce the module. This one, as a vector space, this is just a wedge, infinite wedge. Okay, this one is W minus, okay, and direct sum, and what is, and a W tensor, and what is T inverse, C T inverse. The wedge, okay? So, this one, and similarly, you can define what is z plus 1/2 tensor a z plus 1/2 plus. But in this case, there are no zero part because it's half integers. You just strictly positive part, then it's just this isomorphic to this wedge. This is just w tensor and t minus t 1/2 c and t inverse, or as vector space. Okay, and in fact, this one is isomorphic to L lambda 0 direct sum L lambda 1. What is L lambda 0? Because this is wedge, you have even part and odd part. Even part is L 0, odd part is L 1. Okay, and this part, you also have even part, and also have odd part. Okay, this even part, this one, basically, there are not much difference. Even part and other part, this gave you these two representations. This is just all four level one modules for alpha algebra type DL1. Then from this one, you can see, and the bundle I introduced before at Faber is exactly something like this. This one corresponds to this wedge, this part, and this part corresponds to this part. Okay? And similarly for n plus 1/2. Okay, and in this case, again, the reason is obvious, but this one, in fact, is a vector copied algebra associated to level one modules, level one Hurwitz representation for alpha algebra, type DL1. This one is DL over 2, because the notation I chose is not very good. So here, again, the transition function commutes with alpha algebra action. You need to look for the subalgebra commutes with this, group. Of course, it must go to the invariance. And also, the automorphism group of this one is just the automorphism of finite dimensional DL algebra of type DL. Of course, this one acts on a finite dimensional DL algebra. This is just these examples. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I consider another example is this is so-called graph. Let's see, I always have trouble to, Grassmann manifold, okay, Grassmannian, okay. It's just, okay, what I do in this case, okay, in this case, I just assume, otherwise it's more common, assume, and V is rational. Okay, if V is rational, then I just suppose this M, and rational, and then, and this one, M1, and Mn, are irreducible V modules. Then you just suppose M and W are V modules. Then we know that M must equal to direct sum S from 1 to N and sum Si and Mi and W just equal to direct sum S from 1 to N, sum Ti and Mi. Of course, Si and Ti are just multiplicities because complete reducibility. Okay. I just continue here. Okay, what you do is you following. Okay, I just use. Okay, what is E M W? This just equal to all submodules. This is a set. Of M isomorphic to W. You see, this just basically the analog. Of course, I do this for rational VOEs because it's easy for me to see it. It's just analog of what is, you see, in classical Grassmannian, you have this big space, you just consider k-dimensional subspace. Okay? This is clearly called submodule. Submodule isomorphic to W. Okay? This is Grassmannian. Okay? What you are doing in this case, of course, it's obvious you can see, and E MW, this just equals empty set if TI is bigger than SI for some I. It's obvious you don't have such some module. Okay, so you see, okay, so what happens, so therefore we can assume that this all and TI is less than or equal to SI. Okay, in this case, this EMW just become classical Grassmannian. This one is isomorphic to G T1 cross S1 cross G Tn and Sn. Okay, this G, this just classical Grassmannian is defined in the following way. Okay, what are this? Okay, this G Ts just equal to the set of S-dimensional subspace in a T-dimensional space. Okay? This is a real manifold. This one is a real manifold. Okay? So what you have in this case, okay, you can define, okay, let's see. How would people... let's see. Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, then you can define what is G, M, and W. This just equal to a pairing, okay? This one equal to pairing, okay? Yeah, this X and V, and where X belong to, and E and M, W, and V belong to X. In fact, this one is a VV bundle. Okay, this one is a V bundle. Okay, just a VV bundle. Okay, this is just like a classical theory. Okay, but in this case, this is a very similar to like classical bundle for Grassmannian manifold. Just a natural bundle. Okay. Now let's just talk about some properties. Okay, I'm not going to give proof of any of this claim, just the list all properties. Okay, the first thing is that, okay, if E is a UV bundle and F is a complex vector bundle, then it implies and F tensor E is a UV bundle. In an obvious way, you know, just your transitive function, because the transitive function on F, you know, just has nothing to do with U isomorphism. It's obvious. You just, you know, this, the tensor product, again, of course, the vector bundle. The second thing is, okay, the second thing is, okay, if F is a complex vector bundle and M is a V module, then you can show this F tensor M, this one is a V bundle. I just said V bundle. Okay, you tensor, okay, this should be understood. You see, this one, okay, at every fiber, you can see the tensor product. This fiber is side dimension vector with tensor M. Okay, so it just gives you this a V bundle. Okay, the third thing, okay, is if V is rational, again, I use same you know, notation for modules, okay, is if V is rational and any, okay, if V is any and V bundle, this means V bundle, U equals V, any V bundle E is isomorphic to direct sum of F I tensor M I and I from 1 to N, then for some finite dimensional and vector bundle. Okay, so in other words, if it's rational, the bundle is also very interesting. Just basically, it's classical bundle tensor module. Okay, I think the reason is because you have this complete reducibility. Okay, the fourth one is I want to talk about so-called.
Whatever the Grassmannian is it more complicated Grassmannian?
Yes, much more. Yes, because in general you can imagine, give you just a real algebra level, give you a bigger module, you want to know find a set of all five modules isomorphic to a fixed module. This is, you know, there are no good theory, you know, to tell you what is this set. This is a VV, yes, VV, yes.
Well, doesn't it fall into 3? I'm confused.
No, this one, just any V bundle has nothing to do with Grassmannian.
Yeah, but
it's
like
Grassmannian. Huh?
Is it Grassmannian? V is Grassmannian?
No, I think here, this property, this has nothing to do with Grassmannian. Here, it's independent.
See, your V is rational, you're
independent
Grassmannian.
Yes. It's not a trivial.
No, see, the third,
No, no, this boundary is not trivial.
Oh, it looks like this.
Yes, looks like this. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly, yes. The reason is I assume V is rational. Because if V is rational, any boundary has this property. Not just Grassmannian. If V is rational, any boundary has this property. Because here I assume V is rational, okay. If V is not rational and the Grassmannian, the structure Grassmannian is not clear. Okay, the four is so-called a dual bundle. Okay, so in this case, okay, suppose you have this E is a UV bundle. Okay, then what is called E prime is so-called a dual bundle. Okay, how do we do this? At E prime and lambda, this just equal to E lambda dual. Okay, so remember, at remember, this E as a vector bundle, this direct sum of E lambda and the lambda belongs to C, each of these vector bundle. But it's each fiber sign dimensional are considered dual. The bundle you can take dual is again the bundle. But in this case, so I can take graded dual, then this one just gave you a dual bundle. In this case, what is fiber? Fiber in this case just equal to M contragradient module. The fiber is contragradient module. Okay, this is fiber is contragradient module. Okay, the next one is that, okay. Next one just said, okay, this one said, okay, for any, okay, I should say, okay, for any, and a UV bundle, and a bundle E, there exists another UV bundle, and F such that, and E plus direct sum F is a trivial bundle. I say this one is a basic for a construction category. If for any bundle, there always exists another bundle, so the sum becomes trivial bundle. Trivial means the globally E direct sum F globally, okay, just equal to and B cross M just globally for some V module M. Global, this manifold just look like this one. Topological speed look like this one. Okay. Globally, this trivial mean. So this one is, if you look at, I think, this classical K theory, this one is the basic for construction K theory. But in this case, we still have this one. But here, because I don't have time, I mention some results in order to get this one. Okay, I think my time is up. In fact, I need to talk about this, pullback bundles in order to again talk about the test here. Okay, but I think that's basic enough for me to talk next time about then you use this bundle, how you can construct test theory. Okay, thank you.